this is where Texas politics gets interesting. Here again are two guys named Jason, some great guests, and cold Texas beer for another smart conversation on Y'allitics, the unofficial political podcast of Texas.
Happy New Year, everybody. We are in 2025.
Already, can you believe it?
Yeah,
what's your first beer of 2025?
I'm having a Three Nations Brewing. That's in Dallas, yeah?
Carrollton.
My bad. Yeah. The Wintry Mix.
That is good, I'm sure. Yeah,
it's a winter ale.
I'm having a Sundance Wheat from Wild Acre, and it's canned in Fort Worth for our beer aficionados out there, because we're talking about Fort Worth and specifically Tarrant County, the greater Fort Worth area.
Yeah, lots been going on there, and
there's a new athletic director at TCU, new city manager. They're looking for a new police chief in the city.
It's a lot of turnover.
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening. Congresswoman Kay Granger. Mm-hmm. Is leaving.
Long time congresswoman.
Yeah. Veteran there. But we reached out to somebody we haven't talked to in a long time and who's never actually been on this podcast. It's Tim O'Hare, the county judge in Tarrant County. He's the former Tarrant County Republican Party chairman. And before that, 10, 12, 15 years ago, he was the mayor of Farmers Branch, Texas.
Yep, been around for just a little bit on this job. And I remember when he was elected, and particularly just before he was elected, a lot of people were very worried in Tarrant County about him.
Yeah, but he's an unapologetic conservative. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people thought that he was going to come in and bust things up. He said there's no reason we can't lower the property tax rate here, no reason we can't cut, I think, something like 20% out of the budget, cut millions of dollars out of the county budget. And it was already run by a Republican, Glenn Whitley, who's been on this program several times.
Yeah.
And it's a majority Republican County Commissioner's Court over there. So they were like, well, where are we going to cut cash out of this?
Well, and you're thinking they're going to be doing mass layoffs at the county if they're cutting that much
People
money.
Were concerned.
Yeah.
And so we went over to his office not too long ago. We sat down with him and we talked about all this stuff. And I've known Judge O'Hare for quite a while. And he always takes any question. And I'm grateful for that. He is candid. And one of the things we talked about was the reputation he had going into this office. And he said, yeah, people found out I wasn't the green-eyed monster they thought I was, that I was actually nice. But here's what's fascinating, I think, about his story. A lot of politicians promise things, and many politicians are able to actually get things done. Mm-hmm. But he has lowered the property tax rate in Tarrant County both of his 2 years he's been in office so far. It's a four-year term. He's halfway through it. And more than that, he has cut $58 million out of the budget without any layoffs, which is fascinating. That doesn't happen very often anywhere.
And so now the whole thing is, can you keep it going?
Yeah.
You know, you
what do you
knock
cut
out
next?
That, yeah, you do that in 2 years, and it's like, what do you do for the rest of the time?
So we had a lot to talk about, and we got into some politics as well. And if you followed the election in Arlington back in November, there were some polling precincts at UT Arlington that he wanted to close because he said, why can't we just consolidate these with some other ones that are local?
That was a huge controversy. A lot of people on the campuses go, oh, you're just trying to suppress this youth vote.
Suppress the Democratic vote. And youth normally votes Democrat. But we asked him about that, and his answer there kind of surprised me as well, too. Fascinating interview here. We want you to listen to it.
Hey, y'all. This is where Texas politics gets interesting for another smart conversation on Y'allitics.
Judge, thanks for having us over. We appreciate it.
Happy to have you here and good to be with you.
2 years under your belt here, half your term is done. You fulfilled a number of your high-profile campaign promises. You lowered the county's property tax rate. You cut $58 million from the budget, I believe is the number I read, without any layoffs. How did you do that?
So, yeah, we did a lot of things that had never been done here in Tarrant County before. We cut property tax rates, and you know the Commissioner's Court in Tarrant County sets the property tax rate for the county taxes and the hospital district taxes. We cut both of them below the no new revenue rate 2 years in a row. Tarrant County, of the six largest counties in the state of Texas, five of them had a full 20% homestead exemption for homeowners. Tarrant County had none when we got here. We also have now put in the full 20% homestead exemption on both the county and JPS. So we've done a lot to reduce property taxes. We've done a lot to reduce the budget. One example of a thing we did with the budget, when we first got here, they were regularly budgeting for 240, 245 positions in IT that they could not regularly keep filled. So they might fill 10 of them, but lose 8. Fill 8 of them, lose 12. 240 to 245 positions. So we just eliminated them, the positions, didn't lay off anyone. That savings alone was about $30 million. And since we did that in October, or I guess that was September of 23, we haven't had one complaint from anyone in the county, elected official, staff member, not one, saying we don't have enough IT support. And so when you look for these kind of efficiencies, you can see them all over. You know, Tarrant County has 69 elected officials, a number of large departments. You can always find ways to cut costs, save money. And what had been happening here, so just in 2016 to 2020 alone, a study that was done by a local group, Tarrant County's population plus inflation growth went up a little over 12%. Spending by the county went up over 44%. And guess what? That was just the study from 16 to 20. From 20 to 23, before I got in office, it was even at a higher rate. So we came in and righted the ship, fixed some things. We have some good folks on our commissioner's court that also saw the vision that, hey, people are talking about it's affordable housing, it's hard to buy a home, it's hard to get people in their home. Well, the biggest thing government can do is lower property taxes. They were getting out of control all over the state. Of course, the legislature did what they did. That when the voters passed the constitutional amendment, I think it's the largest margin of victory I think I've seen on any constitutional amendment since I've been paying attention. What was it, 92%, 94%?
Yeah,
it was huge.
It was massive.
And so with that and what we've done in Tarrant County, last year we were given a designation that the largest property tax cut across the whole state collectively was in Tarrant County.
Are there more cuts to be made, though, when you look at the budget? You still have 2 years left in office.
Yeah. There are always ways to reduce taxes and ways to reduce costs.
So where are you looking right now? What are you looking at?
So just here, I guess, 2 or 3 months ago, we reorganized what is called criminal courts administration. So it had become a very heavy, large bureaucracy. I think only about 14 years earlier, the department didn't exist. And then in 13, 14 years, it had ballooned up to 70-something people. So we didn't, we replaced one person. I mean, just they retired and we didn't replace them at all. Then we took some positions that were unfilled. We said, all right, we're going to get rid of those. We're not going to do those. And we're always looking, can we do more with less? And we've been able to do it without doing layoffs, because we're now watching every single dollar. There have been some capital expenditures. So we, in Tarrant County, we have, of course, 4 commissioners' court precincts. 2 of them have 2 sub-courthouses. So we had somebody that was wanting to build a brand new sub-courthouse, replacing a building that was, I think, only 20 years old. That was going to be a $30 million project. And we just said, no, we're not doing that. That's not a good use of taxpayer dollars. For the one trip somebody might make to the sub-courthouse, if they have to drive another 10 minutes, that's worth saving that money for taxpayers. So it is a constant thing we do. It's not just we're looking at this, we're looking at that, we're looking at everything, we're looking at every dollar the way it's spent. And the good news is you've got to have help from your staff. And you know, there's a large staff here in Tarrant County, a lot of department heads with a lot of different things that we do. And they're on board and they're helping, they understand the vision, and it's been a great thing for taxpayers, no matter what their political beliefs are.
Halfway through your term, what are you most proud of so far?
Wow, that's a great question. The property tax cuts are huge. Reducing the budget is huge. We've been able to do all that while also strengthening law enforcement. So we have made, we are paying our jailers better. We're paying patrol operations and investigations better. We're going to be in Tarrant County a law and order county. So we've paid the men and women of law enforcement what they deserve and gave them significant raises over the last 2 budgets. I would say the property tax combined with making sure we're going to keep people safe. You know, I said on the campaign trail, I say it still today, the 2 most important jobs for government is to protect your God-given rights and to keep you safe. And we're trying to do that. And so far, we've been pretty successful doing it in Tarrant County.
And when you look at the next 2 years, what's a priority for you?
So I say there's 2 challenges that stand out immediately when you ask the question. First is we still do not have all our jailer positions filled. It's not uncommon throughout jails in the United States today. Many of them are having trouble finding people, so we've got to do more to find them. We've raised their pay. Their benefits are really good. We're working hard to recruit more. Tarrant County just hired the jail administrator from Dallas County, so that's going to be a really good addition. We've put some measures in place and some things in place that I think will help us to recruit more. We're starting to do more recruiting. We're starting to do more marketing. You know, traditionally, government didn't have to do a lot of marketing or promoting job positions. We're having to compete differently now than so that's one of them. And then I think the second, which also ties into the jail, we are the largest county in the state of Texas without a mental health facility in Tarrant County dedicated for people with mental health problems. And the place that our people go, and we don't have a lot of beds that are guaranteed to us, is Wichita Falls. So we have recently passed a resolution, passed 5-0 unanimously. We're asking the governor, lieutenant governor, the speaker of the house, whoever it may be, and all of the Tarrant County delegation to get behind building either a dedicated mental health facility in Tarrant County or expanding one that already exists in the state but guaranteeing beds for Tarrant County folks. And what that's going to do is alleviate problems with the jail population. You know, I do not want to see us have to build another jail. I mean, you're talking to build a new jail in this day and age with all the requirements and the regulations from the state and the feds. I mean, you're talking a billion dollar purchase, you know, expansion building. We don't want to do that. And we've had several times this year where we had to literally tell local police departments we can't take anymore. The jail's full. Now, we alleviate it pretty quickly. So we've worked with our judges to move cases faster, with the DA's office and the sheriff's office to get people processed faster, to get people through sentencing faster, to get them through trials faster. But we have, on average, over 330 people in our jail on a daily basis awaiting mental competency restoration. So without having a dedicated facility where we can do some of that or a place for them to go, it's going to continue to stress our jail, so we're going to be very aggressive with our delegation, with the governor, lieutenant governor, asking for that to come to Tarrant County or some option, even if it's funding to build a facility through one of our local hospitals and the funding to provide the positions to take care of them. That's going to be a big push for us in this legislative session.
How about a diversion center, though? I mean, some counties say that's the way to go to clear these beds out of the jail.
Yeah, we have one. We've continued to fund it. I think the biggest problem that we have faced with that, but we have seen the numbers go up considerably due to the efforts that we have made to reach out to local police departments. But when I first got here in 23, a lot of the police departments weren't using it. I mean, we might have 2-3 people there a day for something that was costing us $7 or $8 million a year. And now we've had some days where I think it's up to 25, 30 at a time, so that helps, but it's still somewhat of a Band-Aid on the problem. We've got to have that hospital. JPS is building a psychiatric hospital that should be up here this year, so that's going to help. But I mean, it's a real crisis that we're dealing with, and one of the things that will help us not have to build another jail, but also provide some care to folks that need it and, quite frankly, ought not to be in jail. You don't want your jail to be your de facto mental health hospital. Getting that in place is going to be huge for our county, for the people that need the help, and to alleviate issues in the jail.
Judge, I've known you for a long time. I've covered you for a lot of years here. When you ran for this office, you came in as a reformer. I'm going to bust things up, the usual way of doing things. What did you not expect when you got into this chair right over here?
We had some people that were here in the county that had risen to positions that, quite frankly, they never should have gotten in. And so we've had to make some changes, and we've replaced some folks. We've got some really good folks in. Some people, they had just maybe lost their passion for the job or their desire to do the job. We had some people here in the county that were coming in sometimes 4 hours a day, working from home all the time. That's just not the way to get stuff done and the way to handle things. So that's probably been the biggest surprise. I think another surprise was how easy it was to actually reduce the budget. You know, you mentioned the $58 million. It was $8 million we reduced it by in the 23 budget we passed.
It was easy to do?
Easier. Most, you asked me what was most surprising, how easy it was to do. I don't know necessarily that I would say easy, but easier than I would have anticipated. We did the $8 million reduction. At that year, I believe we were the only taxing entity in the entire county. You know, what is it, 41 cities, 20 school districts, the water district, community college. We were the only one that actually reduced our budget without cutting services in any way, shape, or form. This year, the operating budget was cut another $50 million. And so it took a while for people to buy in, hey, just because a position opens up doesn't mean we immediately run to go fill it. Do we really need it? Or do we have somebody over here that can do the job? And a lot of the times the answer is no, we really don't need that one. Yeah, this person can take up that load and this person can. And you know, with the personnel, that results in significant savings. I think what you would find with our personnel here now, when I walked in the door, they were afraid, oh, is he gonna take our benefits away? Not only have we not taken the benefits away, they've gotten raises both years that I've passed budgets, but they've also, the health insurance benefits have gotten better. It costs them less.
Huh.
Yeah, so, and it's, you have a lot of people don't wanna change. They just don't wanna change. So we had a particular health insurance company we've used for several years. We got another deal that was gonna save us multi-millions of dollars over the next 5 years. We still had some people saying, we don't wanna change. Well, we changed. And multi-million dollar savings. It's constantly looking for savings and ways to cut costs, and it's the way the private sector works. And what I said was, I'm gonna bring private sector ideas and mindset. There's no reason this should just be spend whatever, it's other people's money, and we've been successful.
A lot of folks didn't know what to expect when you got elected. What do you think people get wrong about you?
You know, politically, I'm conservative. I would tell you I'm very conservative, but I can get along with anyone, I can work with anyone, and a lot of times the people that are conservative, and I would say you're the exception, but the media likes to paint a picture of, oh, look at this evil dragon man or woman, which is just almost never actually true. I mean, they've done it with President Trump, they've done it with people in Congress, and what I think maybe people underestimate is I was successful in private business, and I was able to figure out how to solve problems and handle things with people from all walks of life. And, you know, it's actually kind of an advantage. You walk in the door and they think you're gonna be, you know, this green-eyed monster, and then they find out, oh, actually you're a nice, normal person who loves his wife and kids and likes to treat people well and wants employees to be happy. It actually makes it easier for them to get along with people and for them to approve of what you're doing.
Has it been easier than you expected to institute your reforms?
Easier than I've expected. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
How's it really?
Yeah. But you know, we have interestingly here, we have three Republicans, two Democrats.
On the Commissioner's Court.
On Commissioner's Court. But you know, most of the stuff we do gets support from both sides. But we've had, you know, even one of our Democrats is regularly voting for the property tax cuts and the homestead exemption. So, I mean, it's been a good working relationship, and I have not compromised my values or principles not one bit, and don't ever intend to.
Let me ask about one of those votes. With the UT Arlington campuses, the voting locations on UT Arlington campuses, do you regret how that played out?
Well, no, not in the slightest. I would tell you the way, what I thought we should do, I still believe that's the right thing to do and the way to go. So what had happened over time, the elections department had gotten away from using churches and had moved to more schools. So if you
look, voting precincts.
For voting precincts, sure. During early voting. If you look back, and I can't tell you if it was 4 years ago, 6 years ago, but if you look back at some of these general elections, you'll see that there were maybe four or five campuses. Well, then it was up to eight, but you had two campuses this year that literally were right across the street from another voting location. So the busiest voting location in Tarrant County this year during early voting, I believe, was Keller Town Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Keller did not have, there was not another voting location within at least a 10 to 15 minute drive with no traffic compared to that Keller Town Hall. But then you look like at the Arlington Sub Courthouse, which is basically across the street from UTA. I mean, they're literally, as the crow flies, like 0.2 miles apart. You had two right there. You also had, you know, you divide up the precincts 1, 2, 3, 4. You had during election day, You had 100 precincts, I mean 100 voting locations in precinct one. You had 80 in another precinct. So what I was trying to do was basic fairness. What I was trying to do is, why are we trying to cater just to students and people that work at colleges at the expense of everyone else? I mean, if you look at the numbers and who votes, I think it was the 2020 election, the actual number of college students in Tarrant County that voted in the presidential election, percentage-wise compared to the rest of the vote,
sure.
I mean, it was something like 3%. Yet we were putting 16% of our voting locations, early voting, out of our 50 voting locations, 8 of them were going to college campuses. But then if you take a look at the seniors, seniors vote, I think their percentage was 28% in the 2020 election. And then you take a look at how many senior centers we have. There's 31 in Tarrant County. We were doing it at 3 locations. Churches, I think it was down to 1. So I don't think the way we did it is fair. I think you'll see something different 2 years from now.
That's what I was going to ask you. You think so?
Yes. And if you look at the numbers, if you look at the numbers, these places that where they had one right across the street from the other yeah. college campuses, they were of the lowest numbers of all the places we had early voting.
What's going to happen in 2 years, do you think? Are you going to spread them out more? Are there going to be less polling precincts on college campuses in Arlington there?
I don't think there will be any less polling, early voting polling locations. In fact, there may even be more early voting locations. I think you will see places where everybody can get to. You know, only during an election will you hear somebody say college campuses are really easy to navigate and walk to. No one at any other time would ever say, yeah, that's an easy thing to park at,
fair
walk
point.
To, find.
Yeah.
Nobody will say yeah. that until it's election season. So we want to make sure it's at a place where everybody can get to, not just for one group. If you're going to cater a group, then cater to seniors, because they're the ones that vote literally 10 to 12, if not 13 or 14 times more than the college students.
So if there are more voting locations, they'll be catering to seniors. You don't think there'll be fewer?
I don't. That's a long way off.
Yeah.
There'll be election commission meetings that do things. There'll be commissioner's court meetings that do things. So I haven't mapped out where I think they should go. I just know we're not going to have them on college campuses, if I have anything to do with it, just to have them on college campuses if that's not the most efficient, best place to put them. And I think we need more in the northeast part of the county. We need more around Keller where people are going to vote. There's no reason to have two across the street from each other. It's a waste. These things are, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to run a voting location. If you literally can walk across the street, I mean, put it this way. If you're at UTA, the housing that a lot of people stay in that go to UTA is literally closer to the sub-courthouse than the parking lot that they're in the school. Mm. So if they can literally walk from the parking lot across the street to a voting location, why should there be one right there that's in a spot where only the college kids really have access to? That's not fair, and elections are supposed to be about basic fairness. Now, having said that, you know, President Trump won Tarrant County. We had huge numbers of Republicans come out and vote. The election itself, I think, ran smoothly. You know, we had one person at the, I think it was the first day of voting, that claimed their vote was switched, yeah. kind of went viral a little bit, made news. There's no reason to believe that's actually what happened. That was the only person out of what it ended up being 800 plus thousand people that voted that actually said their vote got switched from Trump to Harris. So overall, this was our election administrator's first general election, or I guess he did the constitutional amendment one, but
sure.
you know, the one where masses of people show up. And by and large, our elections were run very smoothly. They were fair. People trusted them better. I mean, it was a positive experience for just about everybody.
A few last questions here. There's a lot of change right now happening in Fort Worth. A TCU athletic director, chancellor of Fort Worth, police chief, city manager at Fort Worth, Congresswoman Kay Granger leaving her position there. In almost every one of these cases, the institutions are promoting from within here. Congresswoman Granger's different there. You were widely seen as a reformer. Do you think that there should be new blood to take some of these positions here to keep pushing Fort Worth forward?
So I will tell you, in Tarrant County, which is what I'm responsible for, the county administrator that we hired to replace a long-serving county administrator came from within. Elections administrator came from within, but not elections, came from the county clerk's office.
Right.
Multiple other department head changes, HR, fire marshal, an important role in facilities. I mean, there's others that are slipping my mind at this point, but they came from outside. You have to look at each individual department. So I don't speak for Fort Worth, but if you have a highly qualified person that's on the inside, you should always interview them. They should have an opportunity to get the job. But you look at the way things have been run around here for a while, we needed new blood, we needed a change. And I think by and large, most people would say it's been a positive set of changes, and the county is running more efficiently, the county is saving money better, providing tax relief, and I think the people that work here and serve the public are happy.
Will you run for re-election?
Now, do you think I should have to answer that right now?
That's why I asked you.
So I'm 100% intending to run again.
Do you have higher political aspirations, though?
No.
Do you really?
No, I really don't, and nobody believes politicians when they say that. So I remember being in your studio, it wasn't you that asked, but I remember being in your studio while I was mayor of Farmers Branch, and I was asked, what are you running for next? And I said, well, I don't know that I'll run for anything next. And they said, oh, come on, you have to have something in
and
mind.
And here you are, yeah.
And I didn't. And I can assure you what I hadn't, at that point, I wasn't thinking, I'll move to Tarrant County in 3 years and I'll run for county chair. That's the last thing on earth I was thinking of. I don't have something I'm trying to do. Because I'm an old dad, you know, I'm 55 and my kids are 13, 12, 10, and 7. I'm going to be right here raising my kids with my wife until they're out of high school. And by that point, my last kid graduates when I'm 66 years old. So I don't know who wants somebody to come in at that age. But I could do this job and still be at home at night to eat dinner with my family. I could do this job and still coach my kids' sports teams and serve in our church. So this was the perfect fit for me, and I love what I'm doing.
Judge, thank you.
You're welcome.
Want to see the Jasons Talk Politics? Download the WFAA Plus streaming app for your smart TV and watch the latest episode of Y'allitics,